this is Savette Hall, and this is Nursing 715. I am responding to the discussion board for Dr. Brad Harrell's class, and the question number one had to do with the driving forces of technology in nursing education and why. When I think about this question, I think about it in three areas. I think the first area is a kind of an environmental area. We're kind of surrounded with all kinds of technology, be it Kindles, iPods, all kinds of smartphones, just a massive array of technology in our environment. So it stands to reason that we have to incorporate those types of technology into our educational systems in order to be competitive. The second force I would identify would be legislative or political, and that is we have to continue to compete in a global market as a nation. So again, legislation and employers and the political environment drives education to move toward using technology to achieve academic excellence and make us continue to be competitive in a global market so that our workforce is able to meet the needs and challenges of our nation and our world. And then finally, I think the student themselves are driving forces that force us to use technology. No longer can we stand up in front of students and lecture them. Students today are hands-on. They use all of their senses to learn and be educated. I know when I go over to my nieces and nephews' house, before they can say hi and hello, they want to see my iPhone. So they are challenged and intrigued by technology. So in order to engage our students and our children and the individuals which we want to interact in learning, we have to use those things that they are accustomed to, and technology is what they're accustomed to, so that we have to incorporate that into our educational program. I read an article the other day about the 21st century skills that students must have in this day and time, and that included the ability to communicate effectively, the ability to analyze and interpret data, modeling and simulation skills, critical thinking skills, and an ability to understand security and safety. And technology is driving all of those. So in order to prepare our children and young adults for the future, we have to incorporate technology into our education programs, healthcare, nursing education being no different and pretty much in the forefront, because generally we are the leaders in that arena. The second question has to do with eFolio and what three things should be included in that. I think that your education, your experiences, and then that which makes you unique. When I think about an eFolio, I think about a commercial or a 5-minute elevator spiel or an audition. I think that it's your package, that window of time that you have to sell yourself as an individual, whether you're selling yourself to an employer, to someone who's given a grant, or whatever the purpose of the eFolio is. It's your opportunity to give your spiel on what you're about and who you are. And I thank you very much.